Well, three of the ficus are really prominent. The ficus carica, or the edible fig, has its association all going back into the Judeo-Christian era. It was one of those plants that Adam and Eve had to use to cover up when they couldn't follow the apple directions. And then ficus religiosa, which is considered to be quite important in the Buddhist religion, and ficus bengalensis, which is important in the Hindu religions. And I'm going to be touching upon cutting, seeds, air layers, micropropagation, and grafting. More than 700 species of figs, many of them ornamental. Don showed you images from his collection. These are images from some of my collection of ficus, and I don't really need to spend a lot of time on them except to note that these are all involved in the nursery production areas, and some of them are going to be air layered, some of them are going to be done by cuttings. The large circle there in the middle is the ficus elastica, and the names on the right-hand side are starting with the upper approximately 11 o'clock position. And all of these have been popular in the landscape trade, and there are even newer ones coming along. Start off with cuttings because those are probably the most used propagation methods. The propagation of the cuttings can be affected by the leaf area. And one of the things that I'm doing in both this talk and in the poster, which is complementary to this talk, is to show how leaf area can influence the amount of root system that you get. It's great for this type of thing in a plant propagation course. And of course, the big leafed ones make it more interesting. You may have or not have realized when I first showed those that those are single node cuttings. Again, this is one of those things that many of our ficus will root from one leaf with its associated axillary bud, which means that you don't need a lot of plant material to have enough for a course. Of course, some of our ficus are readily propagated by cuttings, and in such cases, you will maybe use bottom heat, probably a mist system, hormones such as NAA or IBA. Different media will affect the root systems. Some kinds of media will give you a more coarse root system, such as very coarse perlite. And if you have vermiculite or sand, you'll get a somewhat finer system. In the lower right-hand corner, you see a ficus in which we cut each of the leaves off, stuck them in sequence to find out where the position on the stem was that we got the best rooting. Again, one of those simple little easy-to-do laboratory exercises for a plant propagation course. The graph down in the lower left is some work that we had done with the ficus elastica many years ago. We were fortunate that our ficus elastica produced 8-foot-long branches, so we could get 11 or 12 nodes cut out of those for examples such as I just showed you. So these cuttings that I've just showed you were started on the 4th of July. That's what they look like in the upper left. 4 weeks later, you could see the full-size leaf blade had the most roots going. And after 8 weeks in early August, we had, the one-third and two-thirds leaves were about equal. They were beginning to catch up. And these ones that I just showed you, which I pulled out of the mist bench last weekend, those root systems are all usable. The next thing we have to do, however, is get the leaf bud to break out and produce a shoot, which it will do in a few weeks' time. You can also stimulate it using gibberellins or cytokinins. Some of our ficus do not propagate readily from cuttings. And so air layers or marcots are something that can be used. In the upper right corner, you see a batch of ficus air layers. This is probably ficus benjamina. When we had large industry here in Hawaii that was producing ficus plants being shipped off to the mainland, these would be wrapped with sphagnum moss, often also with aluminum foil, as you see down in the lower left corner. The growers would use different colored aluminum foil to indicate which week they had made the air layers. They would say 6 weeks after this, we can harvest. One of the newer things that I've found, rather than having to use a mass of sphagnum moss in one hand and have a sheet of plastic in the other and try to wrap this around a stem, some of the new propagation blocks, it's one of these synthetic peat moss and polymers that you use to put into plug trays. We have large ones that you can just make a slit, wrap it around the branch. It stays there while you put the plastic or the aluminum foil around it. Ficus tamaropsis is one of those that we have to air layer because its leaves, highly ornamental, but they run about 2 foot in size. So it would take up a lot of space in your propagation bed to use a single node cutting. Ficus lyrata can be propagated by cuttings, by single nodes, and as I'll point out in another slide, by micropropagation. Ficus McClellandi has been a popular plant for interior scapes, and it also works very nicely in the landscape. It's outside here in the hotel if anybody wants to see it. Don Hodel and I bickered back and forth for a while whether this was McClellandi or Benedikii, which is what the Dutch had been calling it. And we've agreed on McClellandi because we finally found the reference that was definitive. But it doesn't propagate really readily from cuttings, nor does Ficus celebens, which is a skinnier or more narrow leaf type. And it does much better for air layers. And besides, you want something large quickly if you're going to sell it for interior uses. Stolen from some, American Gardener or horticulture publication, but this is just the way that you would go about making an air layer with an overgrown ficus in the home. Girdle the branch, strip the bark off, wrap it with sphagnum moss. You could treat it with an auxin if you feel that you want to. It's not necessary. It will root without it, but with a little auxin, it'll start to root sooner. And then once it's been well rooted in that mass, you just cut it off, repot it, give it a little time to recover, get its root system out, and you've got a new plant. Don mentioned that we have a lot of different kinds of ficus fruits, and these are just some examples that I've been able to photograph here in Hawaii, except for Microcarpa, which I had to borrow from Don Hodel because ours weren't in fruit at the time when I needed this for the image. Out of all of these, as you look at them, only Ficus religiosa and Ficus microcarpa produce viable seed here in Hawaii. And as a result, they tend to be a little bit invasive. Ficus religiosa, the bo tree or the boda tree, has only become invasive in the past 3 or 4 years. And because of the large fruits up there in the top left, Ficus religiosa, the fruits are about 3/4 of an inch in diameter, very delicious and tasty to the birds, which spread their seeds all over the place. And they germinate quite readily. They're probably about as fast as tomato seeds in terms of popping up after they get sown. So they've been popping up in cracks in the sidewalk, at walls, upper right-hand corner. We've got two invasive species on this stump, religiosa and microcarpa, both have sprouted up there. And of course, they're invasive not only as seeds, but also with their root systems, as Don has shown. This one along Sepulveda Boulevard near the Los Angeles airport. And then the middle picture shows you their system of control. The micropropagation laboratories in Florida have done quite a job on propagating, and they find some mutant types, off types in their propagation, which then develop into some commercial sorts. The earliest papers that I could find related to Ficus carica, the edible fig, because there were some viruses that they wanted to clear up. And so the early work was done to clear up viruses in the edible figs, but then the techniques and protocols were adopted for other types of figs. Ficus laurita, paper that this diagram was taken from, was published 40 years ago. And then the bottom series, I give credit to a lady from Florida, Belinda Rinke, with Ficus tinicky, which happens to be a Ficus elastica type that I actually saw in one of our big box stores a few weeks ago. Hi. Grafting is another system that hasn't been used too much in Ficus, but it was originally initiated in Ficus carica, the edible fig, because of root system problems, resistances. And I spotted this in display, little wax ficus grafted into stumps of what may have been the Microcarpa or Benjamina. And then one last illustration, the use of cutting grafts. Apparently this variegated form didn't root as readily, so they did cutting grafts onto the standard form of green Benjamina. This would be another great exercise for plant propagation course, or in some cases for student sales. So many ficus have ornamental qualities, and these are wider use both for landscapes and interior scapes. Propagation is relatively easy, as many ficus root readily using a variety of techniques. Most common techniques used are cuttings and layering, and micropropagation is being used commercially for mass production. Thank you.
Time for a couple of questions.
Sure.
That was impressive, where they were grafting different varieties onto
Benjamina in this case.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah, well.
Is that here or is that in Thailand?
I forget where the work was done. It might have even been in Pakistan. You know, if you go online and you search for ficus propagation, you wind up with scads of references. This is one that I found, and they were using the Omega technique for grafting, which suggested that it was a slightly thicker diameter stem.